Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello, campers. Greetings, welcome, salutations, and hump day alohas to you. You are just in time. It is the 5 o'clock Follies, the most heavily commuted and obviously also most heavily congested hour of the Bobby Mack Show. Great to have you along, and as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here is how you join me and be a part of the conversation today. Grab your phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. My email address, bob@1063word.com. Interesting news today, and this got some minor play on the Fox News website, but would be of more import perhaps to us here in the upstate. Former U.S. Representative Trey Gowdy, remember, of course, he was the 4th District Congressman from here in the upstate. Trey Gowdy is joining President Trump's legal team as outside counsel for the House's expanding impeachment inquiry. An administration official who spoke to the Disassociated Press on condition of anonymity confirmed Gowdy's hiring yesterday. Gowdy, of course, formerly chaired the House Oversight and Reform Committee, decided not to seek re-election last year and joined the law firm Nelson Mullins Riley & Scarborough after leaving office. He's also been a Fox News contributor, but the network would not immediately comment on Gowdy's status after the AP report. The White House wrote in an 8-page letter to Congress on Tuesday that it won't participate in what it's calling an illegal investigation, and it is because it hasn't been formally voted on in the House, writing that the inquiry violates fundamental fairness and constitutionally mandated due process and lacks any legitimate constitutional foundation. The letter came the same day the administration blocked the U.S. European Union Ambassador Gordon Sondland from testifying on the Hill. And then we got reaction and comments from Pelosi, and that's a bunch of lies as well. So, interesting. Obviously, Trey Gowdy goes all the way back with the Benghazi investigation and everything else. And he does have a really good legal mind, so I think it's a good move on the part of the White House to bring Trey Gowdy in as one of their legal advisors in this instance. 9 minutes after 5, we talked a lot about Princess Hiawatha, Pocahontas, Elizabeth Warren, lying, of course, about her ancestry, claiming to be Native American. Well, now there are new records obtained by the Washington Free Beacon, which contradict the Massachusetts senator and Democrat presidential candidate's claim that she was fired after her first year of teaching because she was visibly pregnant. Minutes from a 1970 meeting of New Jersey's Riverdale Board of Education show Warren was unanimously approved for a second-year contract in 1970. She was not fired. She was approved for a second year. Minutes from the meeting from the next year, 1971, show Warren's resignation was accepted with regret. Now, in her version of the story, which she used on the Democrat primary debate stage and often tells when she's doing stump speeches, she describes losing her dream job and her calling, using the story to explain her move from teaching to law school and to lament about the difficulties that women face in the first place. So here she is in her own words with her story that she tells on the stump and then a story that she was caught telling the real truth of what happened previously.
So my first teaching position was as a special needs teacher. There we go. I loved that job. But by the end of the first school year, I was quite visibly pregnant, and the principal didn't invite me back for the next school year. So I found myself at home with a baby, and those were the days. And I got this idea that I could go to law school.
Okay.
It was in a public school system, but I worked with the children with disabilities.
This is what she had to say in 2007. About her experience in leaving teaching.
And I did that for a year. And then that summer, I actually didn't have the education courses. So I was on an emergency certificate, it was called. And I went back to graduate school and took a couple of courses in education and said, I don't think this is going to work out for me.
Wait a second. I thought you just said it was your dream job.
And the principal didn't invite me back for the next school year. And those were the days.
And I was pregnant with my first baby. So I had a baby and stayed home for a couple of years. And I was really casting about thinking, what am I going to do? My husband's view of it was, stay home.
And those were the days.
Well, there she was. Or a Native American woman, dumped out of her dream job teaching underprivileged children. Yeah, it was her dream, to be able to teach these underprivileged children in the school. But of course, nature intervened. She was visibly pregnant. And so the principal didn't invite her back. What a liar. So what an absolute liar. Now, who's worse, her or Biden? It's wait a second. We're going to have to wait for the photo. One of them is going to win by a nose. A nose like Pinocchio. Grandma Hughes was right so many times. And when I have stories like this, these multiple liars just making it up as they go along to try and present a better face to the people that they're asking to vote for them. I remember Grandma Hughes very, very succinctly said, the politicians would rather climb a tree to tell a lie than they would stand on the sidewalk and tell the truth. And it's sad but true. They have no shame about these lies. They're going to put on the best face they possibly can. Here is Pocahonky with her dream job, being able to teach disadvantaged children. And then, of course, that ogre, that male chauvinist pig, that misogynist principal, said, "Why, Ms. Warren, Pocahonky, you're visibly pregnant. You can't teach anymore." Yeah, right. So, look, you would think even Democrats would say, how can you support somebody that's just an obvious liar? But then again, there's Anthony, calls in complaining about Trump and the 12,000 lies that he told. I said, okay, well, tell me one lie that Trump told. Yeah, right. You mean a lie? Like, if you like your health care plan, you can keep it? That kind of lie? Boy. 5:15 here on the Bobby Mack Show. How did she ever get elected? Well, She's in Massachusetts. That just became a rhetorical question, didn't it? How she ever got elected to the Senate. Be right back here on the Bobby Mack Show on Wednesday.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What? Welcome back. 522 here, the Bobby Mack Show. Bumper to bumper, literally, in the 5 o'clock follies here on Hump Day. So let me see if I get this straight. The Pelosi and Schiff and the rest of them, their contention is that in this phone call that President Trump had with Mr. Zelensky, the president of Ukraine, the president was trying to twist Mr. Zelensky's arm into, as Schiff paraphrased and lied about, digging up dirt on his potential political opponent for the presidency in 2020, Joe Biden, and his kid, Hunter Biden. That's a story, right? Well, then how do you explain that a newly unearthed document shows that Ukrainian officials had opened a new probe into the firm linked to Hunter Biden months before President Trump's phone call with that country's leader? John Solomon reporting late yesterday. Solomon said that U.S. government knew Ukraine was planning to look again into activities at Burisma Holdings, the energy company that employed then Vice President Joe Biden's son as a member of its board of directors early this year. The report is noteworthy because President Trump has been accused by the Democrats, of course, of threatening in his July phone call to withhold foreign aid to Ukraine unless its new president pursued an investigation into the company and the younger Biden's role there. Now, how does this compare with what Joe Biden did and has admitted to doing? A braggart that he is up there at some Foreign Affairs Council meeting or something. Like, yeah, I told the president of Ukraine, you better fire this prosecutor. I'm leaving here in about 6 hours. And if this prosecutor is not fired, the prosecutor who is looking into a company where my son is on the board of directors and is making buku bucks, if he's not fired, you're not going to get $1 billion in aid. So this is what Biden did and Trump is accused of withholding. Well, there was no quid pro quo in the president's phone call. Read the transcript. The U.S. government had open source intelligence and was aware as early as February of this year that the Ukrainian government was planning to reopen the investigation into Burisma. This is long before the president ever imagined having a call with President Zelensky, noting that Petro Poroshenko was still Ukraine's president at that time. You don't have to be Wernher von Braun to figure out that this is a significant shift in the factual timeline. John Solomon, the author of this report, said the information he obtained, including documents that were shown on Fox, left out from a U.S. intelligence community whistleblower's complaint lodged against Trump last month. Well, I'm sure that was just an oversight on their part, don't you think? Solomon said that NABU, that is an FBI-like anti-corruption agency in Ukraine, well, I hope they're not too much like the FBI, requested the probe into Burisma and its owner be reopened earlier this year. The investigation then went forward, Solomon said. The new probe later resulted in a notice of suspicion being filed, alleging the existence of illicit funds running through the firm. Since the initial story broke, presidential candidate Joe Biden has sought to play down allegations made by Trump against his 49-year-old ne'er-do-well son's role with Burisma. Biden also faced criticism from Trump and his allies after a video resurfaced showing the ex-vice president appearing to brag about pressuring to get a Ukrainian prosecutor fired. It doesn't appear to show that. It does show that. God, these guys can't tell a straight story for nothing. Solomon said his reporting revealed the requested reopening of the probe into Burisma involved in part unusual transactions in the natural gas giant's accounts. Solomon said the timeline of the alleged illicit funds coincided in part with the time that Hunter Biden held a place on the firm's board. The younger Biden was reportedly paid as much as $1 million a year for his time on the board, but Solomon said investigators in Ukraine filed a 15-page notice of suspicion indicating they were looking at the possibility that the $3.4 million paid to Hunter Biden's firm may have been part of the illicit funds that were moving through the company. A month later, in April, the prosecutor's office, again, this is available in open source intelligence, the U.S. government officials confirming they were aware of this, made a request of another investigative agency in Ukraine for assistance in going through these bank records. So we already had other government agencies over here that were requesting information about this, as they properly should, because they are conducting a corruption investigation. Now, why was there any hint of corruption? I mean, with Hunter Biden's long track record of experience in natural gas? Right. He had zero experience in natural gas or energy of any sort, except the hot air from his dad could be a fuel source. Same deal with China. Because of Hunter Biden's long experience as an investment counselor, he had zero experience. So much for the charge that the president in July was pressuring, their word, Ukraine to do what they already had started doing months previous on their own. Gonna have to find a new story, Adam Bullshiff. Because the one you're trying to sell is not finding many buyers. 5:30 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Annie's ready to go in the news center. When we come back on the other side, who would have thunk that dilettante investigative reporter Ronan Farrow is now charging that Matt Lauer was a real scumbag and is a real bad guy? Now, Farrow's got a new book out that he's pushing and has new charges, even worse, if that's possible, against Lauer. Share that with you when we come back. Bobby Mac Show here on Wednesday.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, Dan.
Welcome back. 538. Amazing true facts still to come in this half hour here on the Bobby Mac Show. The 5 o'clock follies. In on the text line 71307. Bobby, you've seen the Trump TV ad where they actually show the clip of Biden telling how he demanded that this prosecutor, inspector, be fired or else. Then he proudly states, the SOB was fired. Great advertisement showing Trump on the offense in lieu of all his tweeting. Personally, his Twitter drives me nuts, from Mary in Taylors. Yeah, I saw that ad today. It's a great ad. Let's see more of them. Bobby, how much were other board members paid annually? Nobody knows. Nobody's interested in other board members. They might actually have known something about the industry they were on the board of. Or, if this is your thinking, there might have been some other people on there as well who were know-nothings and were being paid off. Bobby, the impeachment has nothing to do with Trump. It's a conspiracy to get Nancy Pelosi as president so she can fire A.G. Barr in Durham so the public won't learn of the Democrats' crimes. Well, that would be one convoluted way to do it. Bobby, poor Pocahontas expecting a little papoose and got kicked out of the wigwam. Bobby, I'm younger than Warren and went to school in well-funded districts near Chicago. Even we didn't have special education. I don't believe it had been invented yet. Well, don't forget, Bob, she got elected by claiming to be a Native American. Bobby, I lies a bit. Warren might have been let go because she was a Native American. Yeah, she was discriminated against. Bobby, Lizzie was a minority, but of course that's now evaporated into whiteness. Bobby, so Pocahontas was pregnant. Whoever the father was deserves Father of the Year award. Must have been blind and insane. Bobby, methinks Elizabeth Warren was using the papoose excuse. Yeah, you could say that. All righty. So Ronan Farrow is out pushing a new book. He's kind of beating a dead horse here, going after Matt Lauer. I don't know what else can happen to him. But Farrow's new book, Catch and Kill, recounts his investigation of Harvey Weinstein, the hurdles his then-employer, NBC News. Oh, wait a second. NBC News. We got there. There we go. NBC News put in his way that caused him to publish his story in New Yorker magazine instead, and how Weinstein hired Black Cube, an investigative firm that employs former Mossad officers, to stop him. Mossad, of course, being the Israeli intelligence service. But Farrow's most explosive interview in the book is with Brooke Nevels, the former NBC News employee whose complaint about Matt Lauer led to the co-anchor's firing from the Today Show 2 years ago. At the time, NBC News kept Nevels' identity anonymous from press reports at her request. The full details of her allegations have not been made public until now. And boy, are they bad. In the book, obtained by Variety, Nevels alleges that at the 2014 Sochi Olympics, Lauer raped her in his hotel room. Sodomized her. Matt Lauer's conduct was appalling, horrific, and reprehensible, as we said at the time. NBC News said in a statement, that's why he was fired within 24 hours of us first learning of the complaint. Our hearts break again for our colleague. In an open letter provided to Variety by his lawyer, Lauer denies any wrongdoing. In a new book, it is alleged that an extramarital but consensual sexual encounter I previously admitted having was in fact an assault. It is categorically false, ignores the facts, and defies common sense, says Lauer through his attorney. In Sochi, Nevels was tasked with working with former Today co-anchor Meredith Vieira, who had been brought back to the show to do Olympics coverage. In Nevels' account, one night over drinks with Vieira at the hotel bar where the NBC News team was staying, they ran into Lauer, who joined them. At the end of the night, Nevels, who'd had six shots of vodka, ended up going to Lauer's hotel room twice, once to retrieve her press credential, which Lauer had taken as a joke, and the second time because he invited her back. Nevels, Farrow writes, had no reason to suspect Lauer would be anything but friendly based on prior experience. Once she was in his hotel room, Nevels alleges Lauer, who was wearing a T-shirt and boxer shorts, pushed her against the door and kissed her, then pushed her onto the bed, flipping her over. She said she declined to be involved with him several times. According to Nevels, she was in the midst of telling him she wasn't interested when he just did it. Lauer, she said, I'm not going to get into all the excruciating detail here. She told me she stopped saying no, but wept silently into a pillow. She claims it's more information than you really want. So, yeah, look, this is more of the same. It's horrible, awful, if it happened the way she describes. But, you know, Ronan Farrow is going to write a book about it, and he's going to sell a lot of books, and we're going to learn what? That Matt Lauer was a scumbag. Anybody in the room that already didn't think that, drawn that own their own conclusion in that regard? Yeah. That's what I thought. Quarter before six here on the Bobby Mack Show. Salacious stuff. You know, pushing a book. When we come back on the other side, Bob and the Bobettes will delve into today's amazing true facts.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back. 6:09 here on the Bobby Mack Show, in on the text line. Bobby, Matt Lauer strikes me as a kind of guy who has been bitten by several dogs who had never bitten anyone before. Yeah, exactly right. Good boy. Good boy. Bite the nice man. Here we go. Time for the Hump Day edition of ATF.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Bob McClain presents Amazing True Facts.
Thank you, Jerry Goodvoice. You know that moment when someone introduces themselves to you And 3 seconds later, you realize you forgot their name. Does this ever happen to you? What was your name again? Miss Moneypenny. Has this ever happened to you, Miss Moneypenny, or to you? Don't tell me. Annie in the news center.
I can't last 3 seconds. It's gone.
It's terrible, you know, and I ought to be better at it. But I don't know. You're distracted or I don't get it. I don't know why I can't. I'm not any better than I am at remembering names.
It's that mole. Mole, mole,
yeah,
mole.
There you go. Holy moly. Well, according to a new survey, ladies, more than one third of people say they'd rather not ever know somebody's name than admit they forgot it and have to ask for it later.
I hate that.
Didn't the guy in the Geico commercial forget the gecko's name?
That's right.
Survey also found 35% of people say they won't ask for somebody to repeat instructions, and 23% said they're, quote, too respectful to ask someone to do them a favor. Well, that's all President Trump was asking Zelensky for.
Oh!
Yeah? Can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
This one will be right down Moneypenny's alley.
Yes.
Some people think pop has had its day at the Super Bowl. Enough for Zero Mars or whatever the guy's name was. That's not it. Bruno Mars.
Bruno Mars.
I told you I was terrible with names. It's time for something a little heavier.
Huh.
Like David Draymond from Disturbed.
Yes.
Man, why did you both say yes at once?
We like him.
Who made a public bid to sing the national anthem this time around. Now he's getting support from Corey Taylor from Slipknot.
Wow.
It's long overdue for rock and metal to be represented at the Super Bowl, tweeted Corey Taylor Rock as Panakin Skywalker. Get it? Anakin Skywalker. Let's make our voices heard in support of our brother David Draymond of Disturbed, and let the NFL know we want him to sing the national anthem.
Could you imagine?
He has an amazing voice.
Oh,
well, that'd be cool then.
It's beautiful.
But, you know, AC/DC, there's so many. Well, make a few suggestions, Moneypenny. You know these guys better than I do.
You do know that Dee Snider's all upset because heavy metal has never been in the Super Bowl.
Yes. Yes, I did see that.
And he's a little long in the tooth to pull off the national anthem.
Well, hey.
Maybe.
Is Steven Tyler still out there rocking and rolling?
Oh, wailing away.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Well, if you have trouble keeping awake, as many people do, and going throughout the day, what do? You slug down some coffee.
Yeah.
Moneypenny, you a coffee drinker?
It depends. I have to be in the mood.
In the mood?
Yes.
Coffee will change your mood. You know, it's a mood modifier.
I drink a lot of Bang.
Oh, okay.
What?
Bang. It's an energy drink.
Yeah.
It's Bang. It's called Bang. It's really good.
There you go. Little Annie, you a coffee sipper?
I do. I have like one or two in the morning.
Well,
but not after that.
You guys are you're throwing off the national averages.
Uh-oh.
Here. According to a new survey, the average coffee drinker puts down an average of 3.5 cups a day.
I'd be bouncing out of this room.
Yeah, I don't know if this is related or not, but the survey also found coffee drinkers were more likely than other people to describe themselves as light sleepers.
Huh.
Who needs sleep?
You know, there are a lot of places you can go for exotic vacations.
Like where?
Well, you know, you could, Annie knows all about this. She trekked through Europe, right?
Yep.
Backpack on your back?
Indeed.
Yeah. So you know what a Volkswagen bus looks like, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
I had one of those, too.
Oh, jeez. Well, you know, that was one guy. You could, go to Paris. You know, that's an exotic locale to go to.
Oui, oui.
Lots of places. But here's a new twist. You can now stay overnight at a Airbnb that can be seen from the ground very easily.
Huh?
Usually around college football games.
Okay.
Wait, you can stay in the blimp?
Yes.
What? Oh, yeah. That's too fun. Yeah.
You ever wanted to ride in the Goodyear blimp?
Yeah.
Well, you still can't.
Cool.
But this may be the closest you'll ever get. The Goodyear blimp is offering overnight stays on Airbnb. They're doing it for the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Oh, fun!
In honor of the Go Blue Notre Dame football game on the 26th. Sadly, tragically, the blimp is going to stay on the ground.
Ah, boo!
Oh, that's no fun. What a bunch of killjoys! It's $150 a night, but you'll have to jump on the reservations when they open up next Tuesday. Where'd you stay for the game? Goodyear blimp.
Yeah. On the ground.
Right.
In the dirt.
Stand by, because the bonus hour begins next here on the Bobby Mac Show.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.